Lyle Wilson wasn't expecting to find his name etched into the map of Kitimat. The renowned Haisla artist was in town for a month-long visit, working with the Kitimat Museum and the Haisla Nation, when he stumbled across Wilson Street, a quiet road named in his honor by an old friend. "I had no idea that he had followed through with it," Wilson said, recalling how his late high school friend, Brian Wakata, once mentioned the idea of naming a street after him. "I laughed because I didn't really think he was serious." Wakata, who took over his father's contracting business in Kitimat, passed away in 2019. Years earlier, he had been developing a new housing division and reached out to Wilson about the street naming. "A couple of years went by and I hadn't heard anything, so I forgot about it," Wilson said. But during his latest visit, Wilson decided to look into it, and was stunned to find the street sign bearing his name. He confirmed with the district of Kitimat that the street was indeed named for him. "There is a sense of unreality about it," he said. "No one gets a street named after them while they're still alive. It's surreal. I never thought it would happen, but there it is." Wilson, who grew up between Kitimat Village and the town of Kitimat, said he was saddened that Wakata was no longer around to thank in person. "I'd really like to thank him and his family for such an honor. It's such a unique experience. And a thank you to the district of Kitimat for allowing that to happen." Wilson admitted he was surprised by the gesture, but said it felt fitting given the kind of person Wakata was. His obituary in the Northern Sentinel described him as a devoted family man and a pillar of the Kitimat community. Someone who gave generously of his time, whether coaching local sports teams, volunteering for community projects, or quietly helping others in need. He was known for his kindness, boundless energy, and his belief in bringing people together, qualities that made the unexpected honor feel all the more meaningful. Wakata had been quietly following Wilson's career over the years. He also had long-standing ties to the local indigenous community, and Wilson explained that Wakata's intention was to honor both him and his uncle, Sam Robinson. "His father had some good friends in the village, and so did he," Wilson said. "He wanted to honor two of us, myself and my uncle, Sam Robinson." Wilson's rise to prominence began in Kitimat, where he was first inspired by Robinson, a full-time carver. He later studied at the University of British Columbia and the Emily Carr College of Art and Design, developing a distinctive style rooted in Haisla traditions. Today, Wilson is a major figure in Northwest Coast art, with public commissions displayed at the Museum of Anthropology, the BC Sports Hall of Fame, and international locations such as the Canadian Consulate in Osaka, Japan. His work remains deeply tied to his heritage. "It's definitely connected to tradition," he said. "That's who I am." During his visit, Wilson has been working with the Kitimat Museum to donate art pieces, including jewelry and small carvings, for a new exhibit featuring small items, continuing efforts to strengthen ties between the town and the Haisla Nation. "I'm trying to continue that relationship, and this street naming just sort of fits right in with it," he said. For Wilson, Wakata's gesture now feels especially timely. "Brian was kind of ahead of the curve when it comes to reconciliation," he said. "I mean, he was years and years ahead of that." Though Wilson typically spends little time in Kitimat, this visit has prompted him to reconnect with former classmates and friends, including Wakata's wife, Josephine. "It's kind of a good feeling to be up here a little bit longer than my usual 1 week and reconnect with people," he said.